Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's about 7:30 here. It's Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Let's say 7:30. How about 8:30? It's 8:30, not 7:30. Who cares?
Cares what time it is.
Patriots scored, but it was a field goal. And unfortunately, they were had a red zone trip. Moved the ball pretty well against this Giants defense. Some nice runs, mostly Ramondre Stevenson getting the runs. Hunter Henry with a big first down. Mac Hollins. And then they get into the red zone. Stevenson, the 7-yard rush. Drake May hits Hunter Henry. They get to the 16-yard line. Or no, they were on the 16, and then the Henry play gets them to the 7. It's now first and goal, which is the natural enemy of the New England Patriots this year. Henderson stuffed. May dumps it off to Henderson. He gets the 2 yards. They're on the 6. May looking for Diggs on the 4. Can't find them. Borregales kicks a field goal. And now the Giants have the ball. They're moving it. They're now on a 3rd down right now. So now it's 4th down. Picked up 2 yards. Got stopped. So, yeah. Not quite a 3 and out. They picked up a couple first downs. They're 5 plays, 15 yards. Giants are punting. Patriots looking to score in their first 2 drives. Okay. That out of the way. It is 8:30. 8:30 on the dot, as a matter of fact. And as we always do at 8:30, it is time for your New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
Okay, so Karen Reed official trial is over. But that doesn't mean that there aren't some big trials coming up and ongoing here in the Massachusetts, New England area, including, looks like Patriots just scored a touchdown. That would be a 94-yard punt return for Marcus Jones. Very nice. Tell you what, my guy, Marcus Jones said 2 years, 2 years ago, the year he got hurt, so I was a little early on this one. That Marcus Jones has a chance to be like a household name and, you know, a star in this league. I don't know if he's quite there yet, but this year is certainly not hurting his case. A 94-yard punt return.
Apparently, on the Countdown show on ESPN, they did a piece on him. He's into post-production.
Post-production, huh?
Yeah, like a videographer and interesting. Stuff like that.
I know he's like he's a singer, too. Has like some R&B songs. Or maybe, I don't know if he raps. I think he sings. At any rate, what can he do? What can't he do? For the nightly news, though, which we'll get to right now, we are going to talk about the Brian Walsh trial, which had opening arguments today. Here is a quick recap.
The prosecution never really laid out their theory of how Anna Walsh was killed. Well, now the defense says they're filling in the blanks. They say Brian Walsh found his wife deceased and then panicked. Brian Walsh's defense team for the first time explains what they say happened to Anna Walsh in the early morning hours of January 1st, 2023.
But he nudged Anna, his wife. She didn't respond. He nudged her again, a little harder. She didn't respond.
Walsh's attorney says Anna was a victim of sudden and unexplained death, and he panicked.
It didn't make sense that somebody that he had just been with and enjoyed New Year's Eve into New Year's Day would suddenly be dead.
Prosecutors laid out circumstantial evidence, including the hatchet, hacksaw, and cleaning supplies Walsh bought and later found with DNA evidence on some of the items. They also went through Walsh's Google searches.
Best way to dispose of body parts after a murder.
The prosecution showed extensive photos of the Walsh home, but did not give an account of how Anna was killed. The jury also heard several police interviews where prosecutors say Walsh misled investigators.
I don't want to hide anything from you because if that could lead to finding my wife sooner, that's the most important thing.
We will prove the defendant guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of the premeditated murder of his wife, Anna Walsh.
But the defense contends Brian Walsh may have told a story and lies, but he did not commit the crime.
Brian Walsh never killed him. Brian Walsh never thought about killing him.
Okay. Opening statements today in the Brian Walsh murder trial. And we're finally, we knew what the pleas were going to be. We knew that Walsh was pleading not guilty to the murder, but guilty to lying to the police and guilty to disposing of the body, right? Disposing of the remains, which was particularly gruesome. And I think the question everyone had was, how do you thread that needle? How do you say that I didn't do this, but then I did that? And the story that they're going with is that she died some other way, naturally, I don't know. She died suddenly and unexpectedly. And Brian Walsh panicked and disposed of her body. He didn't panic and call the police and say, hey, my wife died. Hey, my wife's not breathing. Hey, come save my wife. He didn't panic and do that. He panicked and disposed of the remain. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough sell. We'll see, I guess. The prosecution highlighted that Walsh contacted his wife's employer to say he had not heard from her in days, never reported his wife missing to the police. It was the employer who first reported her missing. The hatchet and the hacksaw, I'm wondering how they're going to spin that one. But hey, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. I don't know how you go about that defense. I don't know how you get talked into doing that kind of defense. But that started off today, and I don't think that this is going to have the same kind of crazy appeal that you saw with the Karen Reed trial. And I know I say appeal; it's kind of a, you know, ghoulish way of looking at it. But I don't think it's going to capture the imagination of the country quite like the way Karen Reed did. I think that this one's probably going to be a little bit more of a straightforward one. But it's another big trial going on in Dedham, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening here. You do know that the investigator from Karen Reed's involved in this one, too. And last time, that didn't go great for the prosecution. So we'll see. We'll see if that's a problem here. We'll see if this affects other cases that he's been a part of. I mean, I guess that's entirely possible, too. I don't know how deep that's going to go or what they're going to actually do about it. But, yeah, Walsh thing underway, and it is a wild story. Certainly a very sad story, one way or another. And I think this guy is going to have a hard time. I think it's going to be tough for him. It's going to be tough for that defense team. But, you know, I thought the same thing about Karen Reed. I didn't think there was much of a chance early on before you saw all the things that the mistakes that the cops made. I thought that she was probably going to get convicted at one point, too. But then, then it seemed like that would probably be impossible. So who knows? I mean, listen, there's a reason why everybody gets their day in court. All right, there is your New England Nightly News. Here on this Monday night, as the Patriots play on Monday Night Football. Patriots leading 10-0, by the way. A field goal on the first drive. They got the Giants to punt on their first drive. And that first punt returned by Marcus Jones, 94 yards to the house, giving the Patriots an early first quarter double-digit lead, which is good news if you bet the Patriots to cover the 7.5.
A little mini scuffle here after a huge hit on Jackson Dart from Christian Ellis.
Yeah, big time hit. He was out of bounds. Or was he? No, he wasn't yet out of bounds. No, he wasn't. That was a very, very clean hit. Clean hit. And they were beefing earlier in that first drive. The Giants offensive line, and I saw Kalavon Chase and a couple other guys going at it for sure. Oh, yeah, both feet were in bounds. He really rocked them, though. I mean, Ellis lifted him off his feet. And now here comes Johnson. It looks like the tight end. Everybody going after him. Listen, there's nothing wrong with that hit. There was nothing wrong with that hit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.